we often hear that guru, shastras, and sadhu. So, what? Who is sadhu? How can we describe or explain this term, sadhu? And also, very often I hear devotees in Russia, they have like a problem. It's maybe another separate question, but often sometimes devotees, when somebody's having some problems with health or some sufferings, devotees usually in Russia, they say, sadhu has to suffer. This is like, all sadhus have to suffer. So is it true that also, this is another question, that some sufferings coming on to force sadhu?
Well, once someone asked Srila Saraswati Thakur a similar question, and his very tired and exhausted at the time, because as Srila Guru Maharaj has written in the Prema in the Prabhupada Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Padam song, Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti Dharam Dharani Dharaharaka Gaura Janam Janaka Dikabat Salasnikda Padam Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Padam. as the Hari Kirtan Murti, personification of Krishna Katha, speaking about Krishna. He was incessantly talking about Krishna and always eager for any opportunity to speak about Krishna, to glorify Krishna. And as we hear, that's Gopi Bhav. Tava Katamritam Tapta Jivanam Life-giving Kavipiriditam Kalmasya Apaham, removing all suffering. Shravana Mangalam. This sort of hearing is the beginning of all auspiciousness, as in Subhada, Kleshagni Subhada, Moksha Vagutakrit, Sandrananda Visheshatma, Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa. Even Krishna finds it irresistible to hear these things. Srimad Atatam gives so much wealth, real wealth, substantial wealth. And it's beautifying. Bhuvi Granantite Bhuri Dajana. And those who are moving in this world, distributing this substance, they're really giving people something valuable. So they are sadhus, really. But on this particular occasion, Srila Saraswati Thakur is exhausted. So he asked Srila Guru Maharaj to speak. And Guru Maharaj, he might have begun with the Sadhavo Hridayam Madhyam slok. And he had a particular, as usual, as customary with him, he was laying the groundwork for proceeding in a particular direction. But Saraswati Thakur was not he wasn't feeling that was the approach that should be taken at this time. So he stopped Guru Maharaj, and then he started giving something. And Guru Maharaj said, I just, like so many years later, he was also, I just felt that, if I had been given the opportunity. it's so sweet to hear Guru Maharaj saying this. And it tells us something very mystical. So what I want to say is that there's not only one way that this question can be answered. That's what I want to say. Because I have full faith in Srila Guru Maharaj and the direction he was going. And of course, Saraswati Thakur, he wanted to take it in another direction or achieve a particular point more rapidly or whatever it was. And I, unfortunately, that particular tape, this is one of, you know, my lamentations in life, where sometimes a particular tape just stops and we don't have the rest of it. So if someone says, well, what did Saraswati Thakur say? I cannot say. But that's okay also, because this is a living conversation. That is part of the beauty of it. This is a living conversation. It's not that something was lost. These things are actually never really lost. They appear to be, from like yoga nashta parantapa, that kind of thing. That means that they go into a suppressed position. But the glorification of the Lord by his devotees, it's forever, it's eternal. And that flow, eternal flow, that current can be entered. So we don't have to lament that, oh, something was lost, because it's only just not accessible momentarily. And if there's some genuine necessity, if the heart has a genuine necessity, Krishna will reciprocate the genuine necessity of the heart. That, you know, we're engaged in the cultivation of faith, and not faithless. We're engaged in a cultivation of faith. So when Jayadev, writing Gita Govinda, the inspiration comes. Dehi parapallavam udharam. But he thinks in some love quarrel of Radha and Krishna, that Krishna wants to apologize and acknowledge wrong on his part. The absolute good can be wrong. That's the beauty of Krishna consciousness. The supreme absolute truth can say, forgive me. And everyone is saying, asking God for forgiveness. The religion most people know. Some religion, you know, God forgive me, I've done wrong. But they haven't heard of the religion where God gets down on his hands and knees and begs forgiveness from his greatest devotee. Right? The sadhus are those who know about this. So Jayadev Goswami, he's thinking, this is too much. He wrote something in this, and that shows us also, he's not thinking that anything and everything that comes to him is divine, that it's divine inspiration. I'm the great Jayadev, the great Kavi, poet Jayadev, what comes to me naturally. That's not how he's thinking. It's not how he achieved that position. Right? Sometimes we say sadhu means cuts, chindanti, cuts with the sharp, with what? The words. But it's not only towards others. They've been most critical of themselves. As Gurudev said, my religion is finding fault with myself. So they don't trust their own motives. Ahoy, anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma dinavritam. no ulterior motive. So they will think there may be some ulterior motive why I'm expressing any particular thing. Pratishtha, self-establishment. Is it really to establish the Lord, the glories of the Lord and his devotees? Or in the name of Krishna Katha, speaking of Krishna, Guru, Sevi, Servant, all these things, really, it's to establish myself and my own reputation. So there, the hallmark of the pure devotees is this type of healthy skepticism about themselves. They're not applying their suspicions to others, but to themselves. So even the great Jayadev is thinking, this is too much to express. I need to walk away, just stop where I am. This is getting too heady. Just stop, go bathe, get a cool head. The head is going, is getting hot. Bathe, get a cool head, take prasadam, maybe a little rest. Some prasadam, a little rest. Get up and then and pray. So, but we know Madhbhakta Puja Abhyadika. Krishna tells Uddhava, the worship of my devotees takes precedence over the worship of myself. Krishna, as the devotees are eager to spread the glories of Krishna in the world, Krishna is more eager to spread the glories of his devotees in the world and the glories of devotion and the glories of the supreme devotee. Jaligorna hoita tabiki hoita kemoni daritam dehe radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janatake. So much so, the guru rupa of Hari, when Krishna becomes guru, he comes to teach everyone that Radharani is supreme. She's the supreme devotee. By worshipping her, serving her, Radha Dasyam, then Krishna consciousness will be meaningful. You'll get Krishna in your pocket, in your hand, your pocket. He comes. Svabhaktevya sudham nijabhajana mudram upadisham. So he always wants to broadcast the glories of Srimati Radharani and wants to reveal her position to the world. So while Jayadev goes off to bathe, Krishna assumes the form of Jayadev and comes in and he writes in his own hand, Dehi Padapallavam Udharam, that Krishna comes and falls at the feet of Radharani to beg forgiveness. Then Jayadev's wife, seeing Krishna as Jayadev, says, oh Prabhu, your prasadam. And comes and takes prasadam. That's also the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Krishna himself is coming, taking, and devotee is serving. Then he vanishes. Then the original Jayadev comes and sees his wife eating, and their custom is after the husband, then the wife will take something. So he's thinking, as my grandfather, Irish grandfather, is like, woman? I used to call my grandmother woman. Yeah. Somebody's asking, what are you doing? She's thinking, Prabhu. She's thinking, my husband is acting so strange today. You're taking prasad before you. I don't understand. No, remember, you finished your writing and then you came and took prasad. He's thinking, what finished writing took prasadam? He goes and looks at the book and sees what the inspiration that came in his heart was written by Krishna personally. I can understand your hesitation in contemplating these matters. Yes, it's very confidential. And shocking, this type of candid real revelation. But I want the world to know it in your song, this greatest song, in one sense, the Gita Govinda. I want it to be broadcast there, this truth, that I fall at the feet of my beloved in supplication. I want that to be known. And Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamritam, where he says, remember he was in his 90s and legally blind, arthritic. He said, I am astonished how I am, and he's writing the greatest literature to have ever seen the light of day in all time, all space, and all creations. Legally blind and arthritic, and these beautiful, beautiful slokas are coming. And he's describing the highest thing ever. And he says, but it's not me. It's, Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan, they're moving my hand and making me write these things. I'm but their instrument. Sancharja Ramabhida Bhakta Meghe Ramananda. The cloud drawn from the ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta raining again. And later he says, I am like a musical instrument, you're playing me. Nimitta Matram Bhavasavya Sachyam. Then Jayadev can understand that something miraculous has taken place in his home, and Krishna himself has come, and now he's very eager to get some of that prasada from, what is his wife? Padmavati? Yeah, Padmavati. Or Padma. Padma. Give me that prasada. So, but there's a reason that I said that. Yeah. Yes, but why there was a connection that
you would tell them that they're critical
to self-critical, that the cutting, because sometimes, like Srila Prabhupada, you say sadhu means one who cuts sharply. It's also one meaning. But with what? Sometimes we're told unpleasant language. Or an unpleasant truth, which seems to be a violation of the principle, Satyam Bruhyat Slok. Always speak the truth in a pleasing way, don't speak an unpleasing truth. But sometimes the sadhus do that. to strike lightning in the heart. Like, what is that thing they do when someone's heart is not working? Yeah, but it has a name. Like CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Right? Where they put these things on and go, you know. So, when someone's heart is practically dead, sometimes the sadhus do CPR by saying something that's a shock to the heart and brings them back to life. And that's mercy. Foolish people, what are they going to say? Like, hey, leave that guy alone. No, if you leave him alone, he's going to be dead. Not leave him alone. It looks like what they're doing is something brutal. But it's not, it's mercy. It's merciful. Sometimes a little shock to the heart to revive the proper consciousness and consideration.
Defibrillator,
that's what it is. Not CPR, defibrillator. That's what it is. The lesser skilled devotees do CPR. Looks like they're giving someone a good beating. The sadhus use defibrillation with... And Gurudev, what did he say? The sadhu came to his town, sent by Guru Maharaj, empowered by Guru Maharaj, in the line of Saraswati Thakur, Bilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Bani. The sadhu came to his town and said, your mother is nothing, your father is nothing, this world is nothing, you'll have to give it up. And it struck his heart like shock. And Guru Maharaj was a student in college, and when in the morning with another, they're brushing their teeth, and one boy said, that gentleman's house I live in, he was saying. And Guru Maharaj realized he was talking about his father. And Guru Maharaj said, that is not the proper way to speak, refer to your father, that gentleman's house I live in. That's not very proper or respectful. And he said, the boy is from Bangladesh. He said, yes, actually you're right. But isn't it true? You know, Brahmanda Brahmite, I've wandered through the length and breadth of this universe from one species to another, from one life to another, from one house to another. And now I'm in that gentleman's house. And Guru Maharaj said, it struck his heart like a shock. The truth of what he was saying. It wasn't presented in the most pleasant way, but it shocked him into the proper consciousness. And Malini, Malta Malini, as Gurudev, and we call her affectionately, she didn't know the position of cat in India. And for all the lol cats out there in the audience this evening, just courage. So she didn't know that in India, cats are not used to being approached by people like, here, kitty, kitty. And they don't do that. So she approached this one cat, and the cat was there. They're used to being shooed away, if not more, from human beings. So the cat went into, you know, defensive posture, and she thought, oh, if I just hold the cat, then they'll understand, the cat will understand I'm affectionate. well-wishing friend. And then the cat bit her, sunk its teeth into her forearm. And this is more or less like the day or two before she's leaving India. And so she's sitting there with the bandages on, tetanus shots, and getting her final instructions from Gurudev before leaving. And he knows everything. And he tells her in his final words, "Don't be too attached to anything in this world, including any person, place, thing, any animal." And then he said, "Or any human being." Suddenly, human beings were like cats biting you. Like this one man, we used to, in the Juhu Beach in Bombay, sometimes old life members would join the temple, like in their, you know, expecting to leave the world or something. And so this elderly man was in a situation like that, and he would sometimes share stories with us. I mean, real stories, like about his life. And sometimes some jokes, too, he told. But he's very serious, taking Krishna Nam, you know, following very seriously. But one day he shared some observations about family life with us. And he said, "My wife and family were like mosquitoes biting me in the night." I met another man at the Calcutta airport flying to Delhi, sitting next to me, and a 1-hour flight was delayed by 12 hours. Showed up at 7 o'clock in the morning. They said it'll be taken off tonight at 7. And this man sitting next to me, and they see you're dressed like this. And want to share things. And he said to me, I mean, I'm just sitting there. I didn't ask for this, is what I mean to say. I'm just sitting there. And he said, "If I win the lottery, I will give all the money to my wife." And I thought, how sweet. How sweet is that? He said, "And then say, please release me." Sweeter still. So, sometimes the Lord works in mysterious ways. I'm just keeping with this theme that sometimes the sadhus use language. That sloka is there, I believe, that's in the... Well, I know it's in the Bhagavatam, but it's in the 11th canto or the 1st canto. I'm not sure, but it has the word chindanti and uktibhi, meaning this sometimes cutting language. But that's not what Guru Maharaj chose to emphasize at that time. And certainly that's not what Saraswati Thakur chose to emphasize. Although he did once say that if a sadhu flatters me, he becomes my enemy. Meaning, it will be better if he would correct me. If he's dealing with me too much in a pleasant, perfunctory way, I won't be deriving the real benefit of the potential of this transaction. like Vidura to Dhritarashtra. I don't want to like keep giving endless negative examples, but sometimes someone has to come and say something to snap someone out of Maya, as we used to say. But sarva hridayam madhyam. Why, Krishna saying, the sadhus, those are in my heart. Those are in the heart of Krishna. Why? If you want to tie it to what I just said, it's because they've cut off all ties with everyone and everything. They have no one else but Krishna and his devotees. And there's another place, perhaps in the ninth book, Krishna saying, if someone's like that, they gave up everything for me. Their families, their livelihood, their reputation, they gave up everything for me. He said, how do you think I could ever give them up? Such a person who's given up everything for me, I could give them up? That's impossible. Right? When Srivas Thakur's son died during a kirtan, and Mahaprabhu is in divine ecstasy, and all the women in the next room, they're crying, and he's like, what happened? You know, your son died. He said, that may be, but you know, Mahaprabhu, the supreme reality, the original personality of Godhead in his most inconceivably charming, ecstatic form, is dancing in ecstasy in the next room, and nothing will disturb him. And it goes on for hours. And later, Mahaprabhu, something's wrong? Srimad Sankar, nothing. Everything's perfect by your grace. But when Mahaprabhu comes to find out, his son died during the kirtan, but Srivas Thakur didn't want to destroy Mahaprabhu's mood with the news. Mahaprabhu, how could I ever give up someone like that? Impossible. And then Mahaprabhu went in and saw the boy. What was the boy's name? Gopal?
Gopal.
Yeah, and he said, Gopal, get up. And Gopal, yes, my lord, he sat up and said, actually, it is only by your grace that I have this opportunity to be before you, to take this life and get the association of you and your devotees. And we find out later in the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's an incarnation of the son of Chitraketu. So he said, by your divine will, I go from life to life. I find myself in this situation or that situation. So I've come here for some time to be a child and to get your association and your devotees. So like in the Saraswati Thakur's explanation of the Sajjan Toshini, which he later paraphrased, rendered in English as the harmonist, said, who are the Sat? Sat-jan. That also means Sarujan. Sat means those who belong to Krishna, who are Krishna's own. Not someone who has a particular level of spiritual realization, this kind of thing. Who are Krishna's own, who Krishna considers them his own. They've reached that level. In the general sense, in Bengal, you know, that's another thing. You remember when I was in Bengal the first year, when something, you know, someone say, observed something someone had done, some so-called something, like, how can he do that? And the answer, the Bengalis are going, because he's Shadu. Like, you know, the Shadu is just exempt. If he's the real thing, can real deal Sadhu can do anything, you know, beyond question. Of course, that was 40 years ago. But so the Sat Jan, those who are Krishna's own, Sat, who are wholly given over, what is that? Krishna? Who is Krishna? Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna, Lalita Vishaka, Rupa Rati, Nanda Yashoda, Sridam Sudam Subal, Kal Jamuna Vrindavan. That is Krishna. The whole thing is Krishna. Who's wholly given over to that? To him and his own? Those are the real sadhus. Ahang bhakta pradino hyasvan tantra ivadvija. Sadhu bir bhakta hridayo bhakter bhakta janapriya. It's what Krishna told Durvasa about Ambarish. What is the real sadhu? Someone in whose presence Krishna loses his independence. How is that possible? Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa. That means there must be a natural flow of devotion in their heart. Right? Not that they're so detached from this and that and that. No, Krishna loses, you know, forgets himself in their presence, loses his independence in their presence. It's a plaything in their hands. The infinite comes under the control of the finite. Those are the real sadhus.
Is there a gradation of
sadhus? In Guru Maharaj's words, there is gradation in everything and everywhere. In everywhere and in everything.
We're talking about the topmost sadhus.
Yes, we take it that by definition we're speaking of substantial consideration. If we say devotee, sadhu, Krishna bhakta, etc. If we want to go into analysis, then we'll, the Rupa Goswami and others and Bhagavatam also, three types of devotees, etc. But really, bhava bhakti is when Krishna's attracted. Bhava bhakti is like the bhav ankur, the sprout. There has the in this sense, the devotion is a fragrance, an irresistible fragrance. An irresistible and identifiably irresistible fragrance that Krishna finds appealing in bhava bhakti. Is that shraddha, sarusanga, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, nishta, ruchi, the bhav ankur. What was a bhakti lata bij? A lata growing now has a sprout, a blossom. It's flowering. Hasn't produced the fruit yet, but flowering. Like, I don't know about the mango trees here, but remember the ones in India, they have flowers first. And then, is that here too?
Yes.
Right. So first there's flower. And then, that's the indication. When you see the flower, that means there'll be a fruit. Where that flower was, it will drop away, and then you're saying, oh, is that the end? No, then the fruit comes out. But the flower has the essence, the fragrance. And the essence in a fragrant form is there. So Guru Maharaj says in bhava bhakti, that the result is Krishna is attracted. And that's why, just as a side point, people look at the tree of the Vedas and not seeing the fruit, they don't understand what they're seeing or what it's meant for. You can read something, I don't find, yeah, it's like, I don't find any Krishna here. Yeah, you don't find any fruit yet. But the tree of Veda, what does it do? Flower is Vedanta, the fruit, Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Palam, Shukamukaram Ritradavasam Yatam, Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam, Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. From the tree to the flower to the fruit. The whole purpose of the tree is to produce the fruit. The whole purpose of the Vedas is to yield Krishna Prem. Vedaishcha sarvaira ahangeva vedyo. And distribute, and thereby enhance and distribute. Like, Ashvaditam, Sevitam, Rupa, and Raghunath, and they're tasting this stuff, and by their tasting, it's becoming enhanced. Same thing said of Sukadev. Shukamukaram Ritradavisam. He is relishing this. It's becoming more relishable. Thereby, and as he's distributing. So we can add that as well. And with regard to illness, once when Srila Gurudev was a young devotee riding on the train and like going to Calcutta for collection, this, that, you know, someone, you know, again, like man sitting next to me told me, someone says, how come we see that the sadhus are getting ill? They should be free from all sickness. Can understand why other people get sick, but why should they get sick? We can understand this man was from Bengal. Mm-hmm. So, Gurudev is also from Bengal. And he said, no, they're escaping Maya. The others should be given good help, but those who are escaping Maya, this is their last life. They're going to, you know, the passageway to Vaikuntha is open to them. They should be attacked. So it's the sadhus who should be attacked with illness, sickness, etc. Because this is it for them. They're withdrawing from this plane and entering the dedicating world. Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji Maharaj, in his final days, when so many illnesses coming to him, Guru Maharaj said he would, then all these people would come to have a glimpse of this Raga Bhakta Mahabhagwat, and he would say, this is your Vaishnav. Look, this is your Vaishnav. So it's sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj would tell us these things come as a to contrast what is spiritual substance. Tatenu kam pamsu samikshamano. So the devotees will think. Prabhupada very often would say, when a devotee gets some illness or something happens, they think, oh, I'm getting a token punishment in terms of what I actually deserve from a karmic reactionary point of view. Like, what happened to your foot, Ananga? You have like a little bandage on your thing, see? Nothing. As Gurudev would say, a snitching matter. So the devotee will think, oh, something really horrible should have happened because of my karma. And Krishna gave little that's how the thing, like what they in English have a word, a love tap. Yeah. Gentle. Just a little something. I think in terms of what I actually deserve karmically, it should be so much. But Krishna is very kind. A little something he gave. Everything in this world, what does it say? A bal a manda a sabram. What's the first line? Dvaita dvaita bhadre sab manudharm a bal a manda a sabram. It's all a mistake. It's a mistake to think. To get into what's good and bad in this world. In fact, vipadakshant takshasva tatra tatra jagadguru bhavato darshanam yatsad apunar bhava darshanam. Kunti says, adverse circumstances may propel one towards surrender in the lotus feet of Krishna. Right? Back to jiu-jitsu. So what appears to be negative can be converted into a positive by the devotee. But Krishna is saying, the sadhava hridaya madhyam. They're, as I'm always in their hearts, aham bhakta paradino, I'm always in the heart of my devotees, Krishna reveals, they're always in my heart. Like the way they think about me, that's how I think about them. That is inconceivable. And again, we're talking about such substantial devotees. So the way they're constantly absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and not just thinking, abstract thinking, but seva. Guru Maharaj is dhimahi, buddhi means seva. Using one's intelligence to serve. And Krishna's revealing, he's saying, I think of them all the time too. And I know there's some people, well, if there's so many of us and there's one Krishna, how can he think about everybody at the same time? Then we'd be back to like Krishna Bhakti 101, you know, Achintya Kala, you know. Give Krishna a little credit. Right? He's the absolute, the supreme absolute. He has this kind of capacity. Like Guru Maharaj said once about going to Goloka Vrindavan, how can it accommodate so many people? He said, it's not like trying to immigrate to England. We're like, well, we have a limited amount of space available. Because doesn't it say, I mean, Vrindavan's not as big as London. And it's 32 square miles. This type of, I was going to say thinking, but I'm not sure that it would qualify, will not be helpful. And Rasa Leela, we're told, each gopi thought Krishna was with her and her alone. He has that capacity. Ananda chinmaya sa pratibhavitavis tadbhiri eva nijarupataya kalavi goloka eva nivisatta kilatma bhuto govinda mari purusham tamaham bhajami. Once Gurudev chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha lakshavati surabhiya bhipalyantam lakshmi sahasra satta sambrahma sevimanam. Gurudev said one simple thing. In Vaikuntha, one Lakshmi for one Narayan. He said, but what is the difference? Goloka, Krishna, Lakshmi, Sahasra Satra Sambrahma. Hundreds of thousands, millions of trillions of Lakshmi's gopis for one Krishna. And he has that reciprocating capacity that everyone feels they're having a totally unique experience. Should we expect anything less from the Supreme Absolute Truth? Personified, Akila Rasamrita Murti, Krishna. Hare Krishna.